You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back in to another Arrowhead Pride Super Bowl report. I am Steven Serta. Day 3 of Super Bowl coverage is well underway. We got a lot going on this week ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday in Super Bowl 57. As always, joined by our guy, the fearless leader of Arrowhead Pride, Pete Sweeney from Arizona. Sween, how you feeling? What's the physical and emotional state like right now for Pete Sweeney?
Yeah, no, it's fun out here. There's a lot going on. You could tell that the city's got a little bit of buzz to it. You know, you see a ton of the Super Bowl signage, and as we get closer, I think there's building anticipation for what should be a pretty good game. The Chiefs changed it up on us today. They had an 11 a.m. media availability on Tuesday, and they were at 8 a.m. today. So head coach Andy Reid took the podium. It was right at 8 o'clock and got a little silly. One of the questions involved what he takes in his coffee, and Coach Reid stared the reporter down and said he doesn't need coffee. He's just juiced up, all natural. And so kudos to him. I don't think I could be doing that at this stage. I need more and more coffee as the week goes on.
Yeah, I've had 3 cups of coffee today myself, and I'm not even running around. I'm still in Kansas City, just locked in front of my computer for 10 to 12 hours a day. So I can only imagine how exhausted you guys are. And I know media was a little crazy today. We've got a ton of stuff up for you on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network on From the Podium today, but it honestly wasn't even a fraction of what was available today. I saw people kind of going inside, outside. It seemed like they just had Chiefs bodies all over the place today.
Yeah, you know, you see a little bit of the ridiculousness at media night, and it's to be expected, right? You have Dave Damashek walking around asking people if it's a must-win game. You have Barrel Man that's walking around. I know that Annie Agar, who does the Zooms, was spotted. When you get to the press conferences during the week, typically they aren't as crazy. But I mentioned the coffee question. There was a cheeseburger question. Brandon Marshall, I'm not even really sure who he's working for, but he asked Andy Reid who the 3 best rappers alive are, and it became pretty apparent to the 70 of us in the media room that Andy Reid does not know 3 rappers. So that was tough. That was tough for him. And then Marshall went on to ask Patrick Mahomes what he thought about Rihanna, calling him her favorite athlete or something like that. And then Mahomes answered, and he goes, "No, she didn't even say anything like that." So it got a little silly. We don't really see the silliness on a Wednesday, especially with this being the second to last time we talked to these guys. But it did get a little silly today, and I kind of liked it. I mean, it's a little bit more lighthearted and fun. Andy Reid, I could tell, I don't know how much he loved it. I think he's starting to enter that I'm getting locked in zone, play calling zone, Andy Reid. And so I think he was excited when, I guess it was 8:15 local time rolled around, that he was able to get off the stage and let Pat take it.
I think I messaged you on Monday and I was like, man, Super Bowl week press conferences are just terrible. And it's, you know, and for the players, I can only imagine how annoying it is at times because they're doing these every single day leading up to the game. So I think my biggest gripe with it is just the repetitive questions, the things that get asked 1,000 times. And to their credit, the players don't seem to, you know, get that frustrated about it. They just kind of roll with the motion. But we did get a positive update again from Andy Reid as he mentioned that everybody on the active roster is going to practice again today. And he also gave us a positive update on Patrick Mahomes' ankle.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is close to as good as he, you know, is going to be. I don't think you're going to have a high ankle sprain and then 4 weeks later suddenly be 100%. And we have talked about it on the other side. Jalen Hurts with that shoulder is kind of going through the same thing. Both of these guys are going to be playing with injuries. So there's no excuses on either side for whoever wins. Looking to the other quarterback and saying, oh, no, he was healthy. Now these both guys are both dealing with it. But training staff's been good. They keep mentioning the assistant trainer, Julie Freimeyer, who has been working directly with Patrick. Andy Reid said that they had a fast practice and Mahomes was doing just about everything. And then I actually asked Mahomes how his ankle was, because he had said last week that he had trouble stopping on the ankle. That actually might have helped the Chiefs out when they got that penalty for a late hit, because Mahomes wasn't really acting. I think he just was trying to protect his ankle by not stopping. I guess it's less painful for him to roll on the ground at this stage than it is to try to stop short on the sideline. I got the penalty, and we know what happened with the Butker kick. But Mahomes feels good. He says he feels better than last week, which was to be expected. The real test is going to come in the pregame on Sunday. So we really, I don't think we'll have a clear percentage or a clear feeling on how close to 100% Mahomes is going to be. But I think just like in the AFC Championship game, and he had confirmed this, that adrenaline's going to take over, and I don't think he's going to be holding back at all. There was only really that one moment in the AFC title game where it seemed like he had a pull of that ankle where it kind of came up a little gimpy. But I think everything is trending in the right direction. And look, if you're the Chiefs and you're going to win the Super Bowl, you got to have a somewhat healthy, at least Patrick Mahomes. And so I think that was good news for Kansas City today.
Yeah, we know the priority on Sunday has to be to protect Patrick Mahomes and that ankle. And high ankle sprains are usually something that takes several weeks for you to really get right and get 100%. So the fact that he is a little bit closer to that point ahead of this game is basically all we can hope for at this point. But you already talked about media day, and today was kind of crazy. A lot of players, a lot of running around just trying to get what you could. What were some of the highlights that you took away from day three media availability at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's funny. In Kansas City, we all hear everything, right? Because you don't have as many players speaking, and there's time to kind of go to each locker of whoever's in the locker room. And, man, maybe total it's about 30 minutes of sound. Today, when we got there, there were tables set up everywhere, and all 53 players on the active roster were available. In addition, President Mark Donovan was available. Brett Veach and his staff were made available. So anyone you wanted to talk to with the Chiefs was available today. I used this time, and I was trying to figure out the best way, and I just knew how important Juju Smith-Schuster was in replacing Tyreek Hill this year, and I think he's become such an integral part of the Chiefs, and I wanted to hear more about how Kansas City is feeling about him. Sucks to say this, right, if you're a Chiefs fan, but Juju's contract expires, what, on Sunday, you know, Monday. You know, this could be his last game as a Chief. And so I was just testing the pulse of Andy Reid, who had said he's been a great compliment to Travis Kelce and what we do there. And I was able to talk to Juju himself. Remember, Juju had said during the year that he wanted to remain in Kansas City. And we were even, again, able to talk to the general manager today, and Brett Veach said they've loved Juju. And I think they're hopeful that they're going to be able to get something done. I'll have an article with all the quotes in it coming up in a little bit here at arrowheadpride.com when I could put some pen to paper or type it up. But I think positive news on Juju. No one, the player and the staff included, was not necessarily being definitive. But I think, you know, once you see these quotes that we'll put up on arrowheadpride.com, you'll start to feel pretty good. Another player on the defensive side that really broke out this year, Colin Saunders. Colin Saunders it seemed like he might have been slightly less optimistic than Juju. He said he loves the Midwest. He loves the Chiefs organization. I know he went back and forth with fans this year. That is something I mentioned to him. And he said, you know, he does want to stay in Kansas City. But the way he was talking, I think he's acknowledging this is still a business. And sometimes you do have to move on. So we'll see if the Chiefs can work something out with Colin Saunders. Frank Clark, he's the best. I think the Chiefs are really trying to themselves not tap into this dynasty talk. The truth of the matter is, if you go to 5 straight AFC title games, win 3 of them and win 2 Super Bowls, you're a dynasty, right? I think we can all objectively say that they have a dynasty beginning on the line on Sunday, and Andy Reid wanted to dispel all talk. Frank was there, Steve, and I know you're a Frank Clark man, and I put this video on Twitter. He's embracing it. He loves it. I think he loves his heel turn and this villain type thing the Chiefs are going to have if they're able to pull this off, where no one's going to want to see them win. And yeah, I don't think anyone really besides Clark, who's a little bit more outgoing, wants to acknowledge it. But I think this is something that is on the minds of the Chiefs. And then one wrinkle that I won't write about, because I wrote about Trent McDuffie yesterday, just talking to Brett Beach and seeing him with some of his brass with him. Just, I was taken aback by how shocked they felt with that, the fact that Trent McDuffie was still available to them in the 20s. They didn't think that there was a chance that McDuffie was available. So we've always thought that McDuffie would be this slam dunk type of guy, and he's played that well, and we've seen that now. But the Chiefs staff knew it, and when the draft process started, they nudged us and said, we didn't really do as much work on him because there was no way he was going to make it anywhere close to us. And so the idea that the Chiefs called their shot is 100% real. They thought they had a steal by getting him where they did. And they even had to orchestrate a move with the New England Patriots to do it. And so they'll be playing on Sunday. And it's just been such a good player for Kansas City here in year one. And to just think that this guy is in his early 20s, this is only going to get better, man. What a pick for the Kansas City Chiefs. It was a while before Brett Beach decided to take that premium cornerback, but it seems like they got this first one right.
Yeah, I think I mentioned it on this morning's edition of the Arrowhead Driver. It might have been on Mondays, but and these rookie corners, man, it's Trent McDuffie even is a guy that probably nationally just doesn't have the profile because he's a rookie, but I don't think a lot of people outside of Kansas City realize how great he's been this season when he's been active for the Kansas City Chiefs and how important he's been for their defense. He's been a slam dunk pick, as you mentioned, Pete, but we keep mentioning all 53 Chiefs are expected to practice this week. And that's been the case since Monday, but we haven't actually gotten our first official injury report, but that is going to be coming up here pretty quick. So what are you going to be looking at on that initial injury report from the Chiefs?
Yeah, we talked quickly about Juju. Juju's someone we're watching. Just make sure that knee's okay. Kadarius Toney is another one with the ankle. For what it's worth, the way that these two guys have been carrying themselves this week, it just leads me to believe they're going to be able to go. But you'll feel better if they're able to get some FPs, which is a full participant, rather than LPs, limited participant, as we go here. Tend to think they might be limited, but I as far as their availability for the game, I'm feeling pretty good about it. Juju was joking around and stole a microphone to interview Joshua Williams earlier today. And Joshua Williams was red-faced, almost embarrassed that Juju was bragging about. Just having a really good time. I just get the feeling that these guys are going to be okay. We're looking at Mahomes just to make sure he's still a full participant. I don't expect that to change, right? I mean, he's been doing everything. He was a full participant going into the AFC title game. It's now 2 weeks later, so I think he'll be okay. But whenever the quarterback has an ailment, we'll be watching for that. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Will he be on the injury report with that ankle? Now that he's off of injured reserve, he's eligible to appear on the injury report. So he's another guy we were watching. And again, that unfortunate reminder, no Mecole Hardman in the Super Bowl. He's on injured reserve and now eligible to play. He was popping around media night the other night, seemed to be in good spirits, but will not participate in this game. So we will be looking for that, Steve. And as we do with all the injury reports all year, we will post it on arrowheadpride.com. Crazy to realize that as I'm saying it out loud, this will be the third to last injury report of the season coming out today, later today.
So final thing for me, Pete, and I'm sure it's happening to you, and I'm just curious if it is, because I have been getting hit up by random Eagles fans. I think my work email is, you know, available up on the website or something, because I am getting bombarded with all kinds of stuff from random Eagles fans, or I assume Eagles fans masquerading as Chiefs fans. So I'm just curious if other people at Arrowhead Pride are being bombarded by Eagles fans in their DMs or their emails.
Steve, I made a crucial mistake. Brandon Gowton, Bleeding Green Nation, was nice enough to invite me on the NFC East mixtape with RJHO, covers the Cowboys. They asked me for a game prediction, and I said, I think it's too early for a game prediction. But Brandon was pressing. He of course, covers the Eagles for us, does an outstanding job over there. And I said, I got to be honest with you, and I hate to say this, I think the Chiefs have already played the best team they're going to play in these playoffs, in the Cincinnati Bengals. I also said that I think the Chiefs are a better team. I don't get the Vegas spread, and I like the Chiefs by 10. And you love the Eagles fans. Got someone in my DMs. I won't say the name to protect him. I don't know why I'm protecting this guy when I'm about to read what he said. He said, Chiefs by 10, didn't realize you smoke the same meth the Chiefs super fans do. Jalen Hurts going to dunk on you. So if it hadn't been Super Bowl week officially before, I think that marks the beginning of what should be a fun end of the week and then into the weekend.
Yeah. If you don't get told that you're smoking meth during Super Bowl week, what are we even doing at this point? So
that's right.
Also, a good opportunity. I will have a conversation with our friend BLG from Bleeding Green Nation coming on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network later this week, previewing the entire game. Super excited for that. We got plenty of content for you each and every day leading up to the game at arrowheadpride.com. You can follow Pete at PG Sween on Twitter. Pete, still middle of the week, still got a couple more days before we get to the big game, but we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
All right. Take care, Steve.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.